Every year, the city's Administration for Children's Services removes some 7,000 kids from their families. Today's Radio Rookies story comes from 14-year-old Crystal Monclova. Children's Services had investigated Crystal's family in the past, but she never expected to wind up separated from her parents. When tensions between Crystal and her mom reached a boiling point last spring, she found herself living in a group home.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. It is I, Crystal Monclova, reporting live. Oh, and this is my favorite song. Hold on. This is Marion Hall. I call it the hellhole. I hate it. Not Marion Hall, but being here. Oh, dear daughter. Just one more song. It don't hurt. When I'm bored, I read. I just read The Catcher in the Rye. And I love Holden Caulfield. He says damn a lot. We're both away from home for the first time. We both miss our family. And we're both funny. I love to make up words. Robogasm. Atomic crack wire. Cold bubblegum milk. Those are my little phrases. Anyway, I have to go. Bye now. Mic check.
Hi.
That's my mom.
Hi, this is Mom, Margarita.
We're waiting to see a social worker. You have a middle name?
Yeah, Margarita.
What's your first name then?
Oh, Corpa. Stop the thing.
Why? It's the usual.
She's ridiculous. She's telling
my mom has an attitude with me, so I do the same back to her, but worse.
Don't dare look at me like that.
Better. I'm thinking my situation is normal because everyone fights with their parents. So why am I here?
Mom, why do you have to look so dressed up just for a meeting?
Here's the scoop. Last spring, chaos collided with rage. I got into an argument with my mom. I refused to listen to her. I threw an ironing board and it hit her on her leg. My mom used a belt on me. Then she called the police and there was no looking back. I ended up at Marion Hall with 19 other lost devils. I mean, the other young ladies at the home. And I'm thinking, wow, I'm only 13. I want to go home. Snap out of it, Crystal. Summer's fading away, and now
just
what?
Just waiting.
Damn, I have to meet with the social worker, Karen Shopak.
It's very difficult to learn new behaviors. Sometimes it's hard to change the way you act with each other because you're so used to acting a certain way together.
It's not just my mom and me. It's the whole family. When we get angry, some of us hold it inside, and some of us throw things or break things or hit and curse. Mostly it's the yelling and hitting and the throwing that got me here. So I have my sessions with Karen. My family and I have to go to therapy. A family court judge gets updates on how we're doing. And once child services and the judge agree that everything is okay, then I get to go home.
I would like to ask you what you think about your family's chances for working things out and being able to go back home with them.
Nada. Now I'm playing with you. I'm in Gayside. I mean Bayside in Queens. Chilling with Rose,
Hi.
Danny, and Shanice. I get to go to my old neighborhood on the weekends, but I don't get to spend the night.
Lesbian single, I love you.
I had to babysit.
And I'm going to miss you, and I can't wait until September when you come back, or October, whenever.
All right, I have a few questions to ask you, my darling. So tell me, do you know what ACS is?
ACS is Child Services.
Do you know anyone who's ever been affected or involved in ACS?
Yes, I do.
And who would that be?
Shots.
And who else? I'm sure you know someone else.
Danny.
And someone else?
Ew.
that's it. Oh, Crystal.
Yes, myself. Yeah. Thank you, Lesbian Seagull.
You're welcome.
That was summer. Now it's fall. And I'm still in Marion Hall. My family and I have been doing better with each other. And my mom is always saying, oh, da-da-da-da, when you get home, we're going to do this and that.
All right, we're driving a car.
But I'm still angry that she called the police on me.
I'd like to ask you a few questions, mother.
Okay.
How did you feel when they took me away?
Devastated. the worst thing that ever happened to me.
Why did you call the police?
Because you were out of control.
How do you feel now?
Empty. I feel empty.
And she puts the... All right, look, it's green light. Can we drive the car?
Okay, let's do that.
Damn. I hate the way I sound when I talk to her.
It's about time. Can you drive faster, please?
Atomic crack wire.
Oh, my God.
She sounds like a softie, and I sound like a bully.
Can you introduce yourself?
I'm John Mattingly. I'm the commissioner
wow.
of the administration.
I got to interview the commissioner of child services. He didn't know anything about my personal case. I told him that I love my family.
I want to go home, and my mom wants me home also. What can we do to speed this up?
I think most kids want to be with their families, but sometimes that isn't safe. We have to separate children from their families. When that has to happen, we should work hard.
The commissioner smelled like coffee and cream cheese. Soon.
Do you have any last comments?
We should talk some more. You should call me up sometime.
Ay, chica. He's short and chubby and cute, and he has gray/white hair and blue eyes. He's so beautiful.
He's so beautiful, Mom.
That's what I told my mom when she called me.
Yeah, I let you hear it. Of course.
She was asking me, did you tell him about your case? Is he going to take a look?
Mm-hmm. I told him and he helped me out.
I just said that to make her feel better. I guess she really does want me to come home.
Now that we're getting the services, I feel that now they're helping us to understand, you know, that each one of us need to respect each other.
Well, I know you as a mom who is very overprotective. You know, but I like when you laugh. You make me happy. And when you smile.
Linda. Thank you. I never expected to hear that from you. You surprised me.
I love you, Mom.
I love you too. You know that. I love you a lot.
Unfortunately, these moments don't last long.
Testing, mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
We're not exactly a gallery of sweet potato pies.
Hey, my big friend, Crystal, step in.
The pie goes from sweet to sour, sweet to sour.
Come on, we gotta do a family game sometime.
We're at my house in Queens.
Let's play Scrabble, it is.
My dad is calling my brother and me to play Scrabble. He tries to have family time with us.
Fine, we're playing a game. No, I'm not playing that game with you no more, Margaret.
Stop arguing!
She's starting to shit since this morning.
You sound like a little kid.
Exactly. You guys are acting like babies.
When I'm in the kitchen, she leaves my shit alone.
All right, stop talking. Just sit down.
I told you that New Year's, right?
Come on, let's play Scrabble.
Daddy, come on.
If only my dad would say to my mother in a very velvety voice, honey, would you like to come play Scrabble with us? I'll clean the kitchen later.
Oh, we don't have to play.
And I would say in a very sweet voice,
I mean,
yay, family time. We're trying. Hello?
Your mother get you yet?
No. Every once in a while, my dad calls to see how I'm doing.
Be good. You know, control yourself when you get home here. It's only for a couple of hours. We got to make these people happy so we can get them out of our life, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, talk to you later.
All right, bye. Love you, Dad.
Don't break nothing up.
It's winter now. Cold bubblegum milk. And I'm still here at Marion Hall. I'm not allowed to go to my house anymore because we're not living peacefully without chaos. One thing leads to another, and before you know it, bam! It gets violent. They say my next court date is in May. Spring again. I'll have been here a whole damn year.
What advice can you give me?
The Commissioner of Child Services
told
me that I have to be strong.
You are strong because you're here now, and that struggle has made you a better person, and you have a right to people's attention, and you have a right to a good family. So never give up on that. Never.
Thanks for the advice, Big Blueberry. I'm doomed forever. Just kidding. I'll try. For WNYC, I'm rookie reporter Crystal Monclova.
Crystal's story was produced by Sanda Tai and edited by Marianne McCune. Today was the last in the Radio Rookies series, out on our own. The mix engineer was Michael Jones. Kari Pitkin is the program's senior producer. To hear more Radio Rookies, go to our website, WNYC.org.